Joined now by Twin Cedars football coach Michael Duchin on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as the Sabres fall to Seymour on homecoming night, 52-40. Coach, kind of a score fest last night. In fact, you had had them down at halftime. But we were talking beforehand that just couldn't quite complete the job there.
Yeah, you know, I always tell the guys, you know, football's a game of adversity, and it's not always going to go your way every moment of the game. And part of becoming a really good football team is responding to it, right? Not getting down on each other, not saying, you know, not getting down on yourselves. And they fought. I mean, like you said, it was a back and forth football game. They fought hard, and it was their homecoming. And so this one stung a little bit. But, I mean, they battled up until that final, you know, the final gun. Kind of, you know, you think about the University of Iowa and their fight song, you know, to the final gun. They're fighting, and I'm proud of them. And we just got to keep working and keep getting after it.
Well, looking through the game, sounds like it was, back and forth, 30-28 at halftime. What was the feeling at halftime? Were you feeling good about everything?
Oh, yeah, we were feeling good. You know, we just knew we had to make some adjustments. Our biggest challenge was, you know, hitting the tight end. And that's something I'm always telling our defensive ends, that we got to hit the tight end because we can't let them get free releases. Because if they get free releases, then it allows them to run clean routes. But if we are able to disrupt those routes, then, you know, it makes it a little bit, throws timing off, makes it more difficult for the quarterback and the receiver to get on the same page. So, you know, we made some adjustments there, and offensively, you know, I mean, we really, for the first half, we were doing a good job protecting the quarterback, and then Seymour also made some adjustments in the second half, and we're able to get a little bit more pressure, but their spirits were high. They were like, we can do this, and you know, it just, like you said, just felt a little short, but I mean, it was a hell of a game. I mean, hell of a game.
Let's talk about some of your guys. You obviously had some good performances rack up the 40 points.
Yes, yeah. Well, Gavin Clark. I can't tell you enough about how proud I am of that kid and how far he's come. He's one of our seniors, and he made some amazing plays. I mean, I think he scored at least three, maybe four of our touchdowns, actually. He was running hard, running over people, doing really good things. Holden Roberts, he's also one of our other seniors. Very, very talented player. You know, starting quarterback, just, you know, he does such a good job of getting the plays into the guys and letting them know, you know, what they need to do. Jack's Mottenhot, he's one of our freshmen. He's number 7 out there. And he's just getting going. Jack's a great kid. He'll do whatever's asked of him. And, you know, they just played really hard. Matthew Fay, that's another young guy. So we had some upperclassmen contribute and some underclassmen contribute. And that's a good sign for this program, you know, putting up these points. You know, it's been a while since Twin Cedars has put up points like this. You know, I think we've already scored more points this year than we have in a long time, also, you know, with some seasons combined. So good things are happening. We just gotta learn how to finish and learn how to be consistent with it. But I mean, yeah, lots of good performances last night.
Finishing and consistency, is that kind of going to be the emphasis moving forward here in the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you know, you get in football games and you know, the other team, you know, is playing hard. We're playing hard. And, you know, being able to play a complete football game is what it's about. And Seymour last night, they played a complete football game. They capitalized on their opportunities when they were there. You know, they were able to respond to their mistakes when things weren't going their way, and they were able to finish that game. And, you know, they're a well-coached football team. You know, they came out ready to roll. They were pumped up, excited. And, you know, we're trying to get to the point where we are playing good from start to finish. And that's what separates really good teams from, you know, great teams, you know, being able to play start to finish and do it all four quarters.
Looking ahead to next week, does it get any easier? Wayne comes into town and looks like they got pushed around by Baxter last night. So they're going to come in a little ornery in Twin Cedars.
Yeah, they will, you know, but like I said, we can be ornery too. You know, Wayne's a good football program. You know, the last three games of the season, you know, we got Wayne, Montezuma, and Moravia. Those are good football programs. We don't take any team lightly, and you know, we're going to have to be ready to play against Wayne. And, you know, Baxter's a good football team. Baxter's pushed a lot of teams around this year. And they're well coached. So we got to come out with energy. We got to come out ready to go. We got to be ready to play all four quarters. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, anything can happen. That's why we play these games, right? Anything can happen, and you know, we'll be out there ready to roll.
All right, well, Coach, best of luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Hey, thank you so much.
That's Michael Duschen, Twin Cedars football coach. Sabres fall on Friday to Seymour 52-40. We're back after this on 92.1 KRLS.